Now, the CDC updated its mask recommendations this week, saying fully vaccinated people should go back to wearing masks in public indoor places where there's high transmission of the virus that causes COVID-19. It's a change from a couple months back when the agency said people who are fully vaccinated didn't have to wear masks, inside or out. The new guidance comes as the Delta variant continues to spread across Wisconsin and the U.S., and it's raising new questions about how to figure out when a mask is needed. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the new guidance on masks from the CDC? Do you monitor what virus transmission is like where you live? How are you thinking through where you do and don't need a mask? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Devlin Cole is Chief Resident of Preventive Medicine at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Cole, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
I want to give a listen to start to the head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, talking about why this update was needed in a press briefing on Tuesday.
Information on the Delta variant from several states and other countries indicates that in rare occasions, some vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant after vaccination may be contagious and spread the virus to others. This new science is worrisome and unfortunately warrants an update to our recommendations.
Dr. Cole, can you share your thoughts on why it might have been time for an update on mask guidance?
Yes, absolutely. I really like Dr. Walensky's use of the word update because we are still moving forward in this pandemic. We have a new variant, as you've mentioned, Delta, which has, it's mutated. When viruses replicate, they make little typos. And this particular typo has made it better, faster, stronger. And we are seeing those effects. As people are vaccinated, they are very well protected, but we are seeing cases of asymptomatic positives when we're testing in a surveillance mode, and we are seeing a little bit of symptomatic cases come through, about 1% of hospitalizations, 1% of deaths. So again, vaccines, very effective, very good at protecting, but as we're seeing the case count climbing, we are going to use all of the tools in our arsenal, and masks are an incredibly effective tool at stopping transmission of viruses.
What do you think of this in terms of health communication? Because it's a multi-stage sort of thing here. Yes, wear masks if you're in an area where there's high transmission. So, okay, I'll go and look. You could find maps online showing this county is low, this one's moderate, that one's high. I don't know. Do we need simpler messages, or does it make sense to have this kind of nuance to say, if you're in this part of the country, in this place, wear masks. If you're in this other place, maybe not.
That's a great observation that you're making. And I think a couple of factors are at play. You're right. This communication is not as clear and straightforward as it could be. But they are allowing for differences as the virus unfolds in different ways across the country, because we're not seeing the same mask adherence in different states or even counties, and we're not seeing the same vaccination rates in different states or even counties. And the virus doesn't really care if you are a Republican or a Democrat or who you are, if you are high up in the state or just a regular citizen. It's going to go where it can transmit the fastest. And so this CDC guidance is allowing a little bit more flexibility. However, it's really a guidance. What's going to have to happen is local governments, local businesses are going to have to interpret that for themselves. And they're the ones that are going to be in charge of making regulations that will make it a little bit clearer to kind of the average American citizen when and where I need to use a mask.
We're seeing some Wisconsin counties, for example, I know, give mask recommendations, not mandates, but saying, hey, you know what? We're worried about this. Let's throw those masks back on. Why don't you, when you go out in public? For you, and I'm sure people ask you all the time, Dr. Cole, do I need to wear a mask in place X, at the grocery store, say, or whatever? Right. What do you suggest to people if they're thinking about, do I put those masks back in my purse or pocket or whatever?
Absolutely. I've been fielding this question a lot. And I first and foremost say, please have confidence in your vaccine. If you are a vaccinated individual, you have some insurance and protection currently. Our vaccines are still good. If you have not yet gotten your COVID-19 vaccine, you need to be wearing a mask pretty much everywhere where you're interacting with other people. And that guidance from the CDC has not changed. We all still need to be wearing the masks in transportation places, in healthcare settings. So really, we're thinking about places where I can't go out and visually identify who's vaccinated and who's not. And there's a pretty significant risk of people coming within 6 feet of me. I'm imagining places like the grocery store. And if all of the counties in Wisconsin were at a moderate level, this wouldn't be as concerning. But even over the past few days, we've seen more and more counties move upwards into that substantial or even high transmission categories. So the easiest way, if you would like a visual picture, is to just go on the internet and search for the CDC COVID map. It gives you a nice, pretty picture. You can look for orange counties or red counties, and you know that you need to keep your mask with you. But if you have someone at home that's older or immunocompromised or a younger child that's not yet vaccinated, I might recommend that you consider keeping your mask on you as well.
We're talking to Dr. Devlin Cole, chief resident of preventive medicine at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at new mask guidelines from the CDC saying, hey, vaccinated people, if you're in a high transmission area for COVID-19, maybe get those masks, or actually not just maybe, put those masks back on as you go out into public places. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about the latest guidelines on masks, on the progress of vaccines? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dr. Cole, we heard from Dr. Walensky in that clip earlier talking about vaccinated people sometimes getting COVID-19, being able to transmit it. The name that people have used for that is breakthrough cases. We knew all along, no vaccine in the world, I think, has been 100% effective. We knew there'd be some of those cases. How worried are you now about, you know, people who have been vaccinated still sometimes getting COVID-19?
So there are different levels of worry. I think the ones that we're all the most familiar with are hospitalization and death. Those are very visible and very trackable. Dr. Walensky on Tuesday came out and said that every single COVID death at this point is preventable. We have an extremely effective vaccine that will prevent you from death. So on that sense, if you are vaccinated and getting a breakthrough COVID case, I am less concerned about those extreme outcomes. There's still a black box of long-term COVID, long-haul COVID symptoms that we don't really know what the impact is going to be. So I want as few people to get COVID as possible to avoid that kind of unknown ramification. And then there's also the reality that every single person that gets this virus is giving the virus a chance to mutate and make typos and potentially create a version of itself like the Delta variant, which is better, faster, stronger, and potentially going to make the vaccines that we do have not effective. And that is the real worry going forward from a public health standpoint. And masks are incredibly effective at stopping transmission. So that's why, even if you are protected against pretty severe symptoms of COVID because you've gotten your vaccine, I still want people to wear masks so that they are not transmitting it to other people and potentially it's not turning into something worse.
Getting back to the health communication side of things, we had, you know, a limited supply of vaccine early on, of course, because they were just spinning up production. A lot of people eager to get it. Well, we're past that now. We've got lots of vaccine out there. The question is, can we get enough more people vaccinated to really slow down, especially this new variant? The president is making the case. Leading Republicans are making the case. What do you think needs to happen to keep giving people incentive and access everywhere to be able to get the vaccine?
Absolutely. Access is critical. We have to make sure that the vaccine is available where people are, that their questions are able to be answered, that we're taking all of these concerns seriously and working together as a team. But I'm not exactly sure what the magic answer is going to be. historically, we often run into having mandates requiring that in order to participate in X, you need to do Y. And that additional pressure tends to motivate people to go and wear their mask or get their vaccine. So we're putting on kind of an additional requirement, masks, even for vaccinated people, but masks have not been pulled off for unvaccinated people. That's not quite the pressure that we need to get everyone vaccinated, although of 12 and over American citizens, we've hit about 56%. So we're still on our way. If you can think of a magic communication tool, Rob, I am all ears and would love to use it. I work primarily with adolescents, and they are oftentimes a sector of the population that don't buy insurance. And this kind of COVID vaccine is kind of like an insurance plan. So there's a feeling of invincibility that I really want to press upon people that you do not have the luxury of having with this virus.
We're picking up our talk about the latest update to the CDC's mask recommendations. The agency now says fully vaccinated people should wear masks in indoor public places where COVID-19 cases are spiking. And you can track that county by county online. Dr. Devlin Cole is with us from UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can join in with your thoughts, your questions on these guidelines at 800-642-1234. And if you'd like to share your decision-making process on when and where to wear masks, even if you are vaccinated, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go to your calls now. Joel is with us in Ironwood, Michigan. Joel, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. You know, I hear all of this information and requests about the virus and shots, but you know, they're missing something very important if you go back a number of years. I'm 78. I'll take you back to my teens and preteens when I had to get measles, mumps, chickenpox shots when I was a child. I didn't balk at it. My parents didn't balk at it. We just went and felt it was necessary.
Joel, thanks a lot for the call. What do you think of that comparison, Dr. Cole? Many people, not everyone, gets those childhood immunizations, the MMR and whatnot for their kids without thinking about it. Some pushback from time to time. What do you think of the comparison?
I want to thank Joel for getting his vaccine. That is the best thing that he can do for himself, for the people around him. And I've really seen pretty incredible vaccination rates in the 65 and older categories. Dane County is the highest vaccinated county of all of the counties in Wisconsin. And of the 65 and older, it's an incredible 93% of them have gotten their vaccines. So it's incredible because the virus definitely targets older people, although the Delta variant is targeting younger and younger adults. But I really do say hats off to the greatest generation for getting in there, doing their duty, and protecting themselves and the nation.
Thanks for that call, Joel. We'll go to Tucker now in Madison. Tucker, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I'm just worried that this new recommendation might undermine some of the promises that the CDC and the health officials have been saying about what the vaccine enables you to do. So one of the biggest draws of getting vaccinated is that you no longer have to wear a mask and can participate in these, you know, social things that we were precluded from. And so I'm just wondering that, or worried that with this new recommendation, it'll disincentivize people who are already skeptical of getting vaccinated now that they don't have that motivation of not being, you know, not having to wear a mask. And so people who are already skeptical of it will have no further motivation to, and it'll stunt our progress with getting vaccinated.
Interesting, Tucker. Thanks for the call. Dr. Cole, what do you think?
Tucker, that's a great point. Public health officials have carrots and they have sticks. And you have identified a big carrot. And I think that we tried to use that pretty effectively over the past 2 months. But even during that time, the rates of vaccination continued to fall pretty significantly. So that carrot was unfortunately not as effective as we wanted it to be. And also, I can't in good conscience support continuing to offer benefits if they really are putting people at risk. So there's, you know, from my own personal view, as I'm giving people individuals guidance, is I want to keep them as healthy as possible. But I do have to take your point and say, yes, let's look at where we were a year ago. We were not hugging our loved ones. We were not visiting with our grandmothers and grandfathers. We were alone in our houses. And there has been a change. This is not walking all of that back. This is just putting a little bit of fabric on the bottom half of our face when we go out in public. If you and your loved ones are still vaccinated together and you are just you in a pod, that is still available to you. That is definitely an advantage of getting vaccinated.
Thanks a lot for that call. We are talking to Dr. Devlin Cole from UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at the latest guidelines on mask wearing from the CDC. Back to your calls now. Nancy is with us in Wausau. Nancy, hi.
Hi. I have a 17-year-old that is going to be a senior in the fall, so I've been wanting to get him vaccinated. And in calling around, they have said that with anyone under the age of 18, they have to get the Pfizer. Really wanting to have him do the Moderna, and I'm just wondering what their reasoning is.
Nancy, thanks for the call. Yeah, my understanding is only the Pfizer vaccine, Dr. Cole, has been approved for that 12 to 17 age group. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
That is a good summary so far. The EUA is continually adjusting those things. So I would definitely go by the recommendations of your local pharmacy or doctor's office, whoever you're following. I don't want to step on their toes.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Taylor is with us now in Racine. Taylor, hi.
Hi there. Nice to talk to you guys. My question is, I'm going to a wedding next weekend. I'm fully vaccinated. It's down in southern Alabama, which is also a really COVID hotspot right now. I'm on the fence about going, and if I do go, do I take my mask off at all, even such as during dinner time? That's my question.
Interesting, Taylor. And yes, lots of hotspots in Alabama. Dr. Cole, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a tough one. You have to take a mask off to eat and drink, don't you? But so the recommendations is, if you're not able to protect yourself with a mask, 15 minutes at 6 feet of distance. So that's tough inside. If you can be outside, that's better to be eating. Places with higher levels of air circulation. But as much as you can, I would keep that mask on in Alabama.
All right. Good luck to you in making that decision. Tim joins us now in Delavan. Tim, hi.
Hi. I would just like to add my perspective on the pandemic. I read, before the pandemic started, I listened to the book Pandemic about 1918 flu pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it's just the similarities are just striking. The politics, people didn't want to wear masks, they wanted to gather, and they just continued to spread the virus for several years. And I just see the similarities today, and I just don't understand how politicians have overtaken like common sense science. How we can demonize science and rally around politicians that don't have a clue about science.
Tim, thanks a lot for the call. Tim worried, Dr. Cole, that we didn't learn from past pandemics like the big flu pandemic and starting in 1918. Looking into the future, though, are there lessons you're hoping, Dr. Cole, that we learn this time around that we can apply, hopefully in the very distant future, to the next big outbreak?
Gosh, I hope we do. If nothing else, I think, remember back to the very beginning of the pandemic where we didn't have enough masks and swabs to go around. I hope that we begin to stockpile. I hope that we send money to agencies that are hiring preventive medicine doctors, that we're really investing in those types of infrastructure, that even when we're not in a pandemic, we still have to spend money on those things. And that can be hard.
Thanks for that call. Just in our last few moments, Dr. Cole, we're watching numbers jump up in some states around the country, creeping up even here in Wisconsin and some other places. What are you watching for to see if we can bring that back down?
I'm watching our vaccination rates. And honestly, I'm going to be watching to see how effective masking will be. I do hope that people are responding to this new guideline, and that unvaccinated people are also masking up, because we're all in this together. Vaccinated or not, this is still circulating. And I want everybody as protected as possible. If you are vaccinated and your loved ones are vaccinated as well, be sure to hug them. If they're not vaccinated, be sure to support them and listen to them and encourage them in whatever ways that you can to get vaccinated. And hopefully this will be a short-lived blip.
Dr. Cole, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
That's Dr. Devlin Cole, Chief Resident of Preventive Medicine at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. She is with us today to talk about navigating the CDC's new mask guidance and how you can decide when you need to wear a mask.